The next coach on the teleconference is Northwestern's Pat Fitzgerald. Northwestern visits Michigan State on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on FS1. Coach, thank you for joining us today. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Let's just go right to questions, please.
Take those now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Once again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your first question is from Sam McHugh in Omaha World Herald.
Hey, Coach. You guys have had, I don't know, about half your games in the last three seasons have been decided by 10 or fewer points. So you guys have been in these games a lot. What have you found is sort of the connective tissue between winning and losing those games? What is, if there's a piece that sort of shapes when you guys win and when you guys lose, what that might be?
Yeah, you know, typically it comes down to the turnover ratio, Sam, especially in the second half. You know, we I couldn't tell you why we're in so many of those darn games. It's been the same way over almost my entire career here, over 19 years. We just seem to be in a lot of games that are that nature. I think the way that we play, we very rarely beat ourselves. We're going to, you know, philosophically, we try to make every team earn it. And if you beat us, man, you beat us. And we tip our hat to you and we move forward. But, you know, we try not to beat ourselves around here and be too cute. So, you know, I just think taking care of the ball down the stretch. And then ultimately, you got to make some plays in crunch time. And that's typically the last 15 minutes. And, you know, the last couple games for us, unfortunately, we've ended up on the short end. It's pretty much been that way. I mean, Akron, it was turnovers. And last week, it was a lack of making any plays down the stretch. So, I'm going gray because of it, brother, but you know what? It's entertaining for our fans, I guess. They like it when we win.
I'm not asking you to toot your own horn here, but the fact, do you feel like the fact that you guys play as many close games as you do is in some ways a credit to you guys playing up more than maybe sometimes people would expect you to? I know you lost to Michigan, but I don't think there was a high expectation you guys would win it. You guys played a close one at Ohio State a couple of years ago and they won 59 the next week. Do you feel like that's really a credit to your guys' culture that you guys play closer games often?
Yes. You know, I don't know if I spend a whole lot of time focusing on what other people think. I can't control that. What I try to control is, you know, the way that our mindset is and the way we approach every game with a consistency level that, If it's Michigan or Michigan State or Nebraska next week or 2 weeks against Rutgers, you know, 3 weeks against Rutgers, that, you know, the opponents, we got to learn what they do and how they do things and the skill sets that they have. But, you know, our focus here since I've been the head coach is trying to get our team to maximize every ounce of everything that we have and putting our guys in position to be successful. It might not be sexy. It might not be cute. But for more times than not, we've been able to be successful. So, it's just the way that we've approached things, and we've been able to be relatively consistent with it.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star 1. Your next question is from Leo Haggerty at Sports Magazine.
Good afternoon, Coach.
Hi, Leo. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Coach. Thanks for asking. Coach, a citizenship question rather than a football question today. With the elections coming up in November, do you feel a responsibility in me to encourage your players to register and vote?
You know, I talk to my guys about every issue that may come up in their lives that I'm aware of. And obviously, the privilege in our country to vote is one of those that, you know, I'll talk to our guys about. You know, as we obviously hit October 1st here, it's a little bit of a different time. School's now getting into full swing. And, you know, I think our campus community does a terrific job, too, of dealing with, you know, top of mind issues head on. And obviously, anytime there's elections, you know, it's a privilege. Those before us have fought hard for that privilege and that right. And I think it's a responsibility of us as parents and as coaches to make sure we educate the next generation on just how important those things are. So I don't get into politics. But I do believe that if so inclined, it should be in our, it's in our guys' best interest to be socially engaged, and I would encourage them to do that.
Thank you, Coach. Good luck this weekend.
We're going to need it. Thank you.
And again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star one.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thanks a lot. Go Cats. Bye-bye.